AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Florida's governor is calling for the head of the FBI to resign after learning that someone had tipped off the bureau about Broward shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz. Our Tim McGuire reports.
The tip came in on January 5th. The person who was close to the accused school gunman saying he had weapons, a desire to kill, and could be plotting a school shooting. The Bureau admits a breakdown in protocol because the information was never passed on to agents in the Miami field office. Special Agent in Charge, Robert Lasky.
On behalf of myself and over 1,000 employees of the Miami field office, we truly regret any additional pain that this has caused.
Investigators say Cruz opened fire on students, faculty, and staff at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, killing 17 people, wounding 14 others. I'm Tim McGuire.
Funerals have been held for two of the victims. David Safrani was a classmate of Meadow Pollock and says that he was talking to her shortly before she was killed.
I know that she's in a safer place now and the angels will be with her.
President Trump visited with some of the shooting victims in the hospital, and he's praised the first responders. 13 Russians have been charged with using social media propaganda to interfere in the 2016 election. They were aiming to help Donald Trump and to hurt the Hillary Clinton campaign. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake has struck central Mexico. Our Mike Gracia has details.
In Mexico City, there are reports of buildings and office towers swaying. Crowds of people swarmed to Mexico City's central Reforma Avenue. The USGS says the epicenter of the quake was in Oaxaca State, near the Pacific coast and the border with Guerrero State.
Investigators say that a bakery truck crash into a Planned Parenthood clinic in New Jersey Wednesday was deliberate. A Massachusetts man has been charged. An Iowa court rules that a woman who was paid as a surrogate to give a couple a child is not the legal parent. She's going to appeal. This is AP Radio News. Former Massachusetts governor and presidential candidate Mitt Romney made it official. He wants to be the next U.S. senator from Utah.
Romney feels his adopted home state is a perfect place to set an example for the nation's capital.
Utah welcomes legal immigrants from around the world. Washington sends immigrants a message of exclusion. And on Utah's Capitol Hill, people treat one another with respect.
In an announcement video, Romney did not mention President Trump or his administration, but there is a history between the two going back before the 2016 election.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
Mitt Romney will be a heavy favorite for the seat in the Senate being vacated by Orrin Hatch. I'm Ed Donahue.
The New Yorker magazine says it's obtained a handwritten account from a former Playboy playmate. She claims that she had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006. The president denies it. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.